All right, let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
God, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for the privilege of worship.
谢谢你，我们有这个敬拜的特权。
I pray that as we study this morning about worship, that you will guide us.
当我们学习敬拜的时候，你能够在我们的敬拜中来引导我们。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
I don't remember if I said this last week.
我不记得我上周是不是说过。
Honestly, last Sunday was a little fuzzy.
上个星期有点晕晕的。
So if I said anything completely wrong last week, please just delete it.
如果上个星期我说了一些完全错的，你们就把它给删掉。
But as we're talking about worship,
但是当我们谈到敬拜的时候，
I really want to ask you to apply it.
我想你能应用。
So that when you leave here and you go into the sanctuary,
所以当你离开这里进到大堂的时候，
you consciously think about worship in terms of what we've been talking about.
就是不断的跟着，因为我们这边所讲的，然后在那边想到这个敬拜。
Because I find it's very easy to kind of, you know, you do a class about something.
然后我发现很容易就是你比如说上一个关于一个主题的课。
But then we don't connect it to the actual application, the real world.
却没有跟这个真实的世界这个应用联系起来。
And so as you worship over these next few weeks,
当你在未来的几周敬拜的时候，
very deliberately ask God.
非常刻意的去问神，
Help me to apply this in my worship.
把这个应用在我的敬拜当中。
So we began last week looking at our definition of worship.
所以上个星期呢，我们来看敬拜的定义。
I said to you that worship is reverent submission to God.
我上个星期讲过，敬拜是虔诚的顺从。
We bow down to Him.
我们向神俯伏敬拜。
It is service.
是一种服侍。
And after class, someone asked me to make sure to clarify that term.
所以课后呢，有人就让我把这个词语呢给澄清一下。
Because we use that English word in two different ways.
因为我们讲到英文呢，这个服侍呢，这个有两个词语，就是服务有两个意思。
And so, excuse me, it could be confusing.
所以有可能会让人混淆。
By service, I don't mean the service in the sanctuary.
我讲到这个服侍或者这个就是这个服务，不是讲到在大堂里、主堂里的崇拜。
Here I am saying service as in our acts of service towards God, towards others.
我这个讲到的用的这个词呢，是讲到对神、对别人的这种服侍。
This morning I'm going to talk briefly about the fact that worship affects all of life.
今天我会很简短地讲到敬拜影响我们的生活的方方面面。
Service means that as I leave our worship meeting,
这个服事就意味着当我们离开我们的这个崇拜的时候，
I say, God,
我说神啊，
How do I serve others this week?Through the grace, to show the grace that you've poured into my life in worship this morning.
主啊，就是这一周呢，我如何因着在我的这个崇拜中，你浇灌给我的这个恩典，我能够来服侍周围的世界。
Yesterday I was studying for next Sunday's sermon.
昨天呢，我在准备下个主日的讲道。
How we are to...Be God's witness in our world.
我们如何在这个世界上成为神的见证人，为神做见证。
I came across a quote that I love very much. You'll hear it next Sunday.
然后呢，我就看到一个我很喜欢的一句话，我下个星期会引用它。
But you'll hear it twice.
所以呢，但是在这课上我们总能听两次。
We are called as Christians.
我们作为基督徒，我们被呼召。
To make the love of an invisible God.Visible to our world.
是让一位不可见的神的爱在这个世界上成为可见。
They can't see our God.
他们看不到我们的神。
He's invisible.
神对他们来讲是看不见的。
But they can see His love through our service.
但是他们可以通过我们的服侍看到神的爱。
So when I talk about service, that's what I mean.
所以当我讲到就是服侍的时候，那个就是我的意思。
Worship is praise.
敬拜也是赞美。
It is, and the word that is used in Psalms is a word that really means to brag on God.
在诗篇里边，他这个赞美，他的意思就是以神夸口。
But our bragging on God.
但是呢，我们以神夸口，我们吹嘘神，好像
is not because he's very insecure, and so he needs to hear us brag on him.
不是因为神很没有安全感，所以需要我们来以他夸口。
Instead, our bragging on God is part of how we grow in our appreciation and love for Him.
当我们以神夸口的时候，是让我们自己在对神的爱，在对神的感激上成长。
The more we praise Him,
我们越赞美神，
the more we learn who He is.
我们就越认识神是谁。
And the more confidence we have in our daily walk with Him.
在我们和神的每日同行中，我们越有这个确信。
I know God is sovereign.
我知道神是主宰全能，主宰一切的。
I know He is powerful.
我知道神是大有全能的。
And yet,
但是
in practice, I have a tendency to forget this.
但是在实际的生活中呢，我有一种倾向，就会常常忘掉这一点。
2 weeks ago, I'm sick.
两个星期以前我生病。
I have a writing project that was due July 1st.
但是呢，我有一个写作的一个东西，七月一号必须得交。
And it's still not done.
哦，现在还没怎么弄完。
And I'm trying to work on it, and I cannot get my thoughts, my mind to even think clearly.
但是我想要在那做那个，但是我的头脑都不清醒。
And I was very frustrated.
然后我就非常垂头丧气，很沮丧。
God, didn't you know this is due?
你知道吗？神的现在这个截止日期到了。
And finally, I gave up.
最后我就放弃了。
And I picked up a Bible and started to read in the Psalms.
然后呢，我就拿起圣经来读诗篇。
And in the Psalms, God began to say to me.
然后在诗篇里，神通过诗篇对我说话。
Randall,
他说这个麦博士。
To your surprise, yes, I did know that.
让你吃惊的是，我的确知道你有这个。
I realize you don't think I did, but I do.
我意识到你不知道，我知道，我是知道的。
And so it's okay.
所以没关系。
You can trust me.
你可以信靠我。
But it was the praise that reminded me to put into practice my trust in His sovereignty.
所以呢，就是在赞美之中再次提醒我，我需要来。感谢神的这个对我的看守，我可以信靠他。
I don't know what we're singing this morning.
我不知道今天早上我们会唱什么赞美诗。
But hopefully, at least somewhere in our service will be some praise.
但是希望是在我们的敬拜之中有一些有赞美。
When you voice that praise,
当你对神发出赞美的时候
，Don't simply mindlessly praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
不是就是那个漫不经心的说哦，我们伟大全能的神呐、啊，你是宇宙的创造者。
Instead, that praise is your words.
而是那个赞美就是你心里的话。
Reminding you.
就是再次提醒你。
Reminding me, this is who we worship.
也是再次提醒我们，这是我们敬拜的是谁。
The King of creation.
这是。创造宇宙万物的主宰。
And so whatever comes into my life this week, I can trust Him.
所以这个星期不管发生什么，我可以信靠他。
The creation.
因为他是宇宙创造的主宰。
So our praise is very much tied to our understanding of who we worship and how we live out our daily life.
所以我们的赞美是跟我们对神的理解和我们所服侍的这位是。非常的相关。
And then I said that worship is fellowship.
我们又讲到说，敬拜其实是相交，是团契。
Fellowship with God.
是我们跟神的相交。
But it is also fellowship with one another.
而且并且是我们彼此的相交。
I tried last week to show you how worship begins with the Trinity.
上个星期我讲到是敬拜始于三而一的神，三位一体的神。
Three persons who from eternity have had perfect fellowship and community.
这个三而一的神从永恒至永恒，他们之间有彼此完美的相交。
And then in our worship,
但是在我们的敬拜当中，
we are invited into that.
我们被邀请进入，
and we become a part of it.
进入这种相交，这种团契。
And here's what is wonderful about that image for me.
这个描述对我来讲是非常棒的，原因就在于
I am not a good party person.
我是不喜欢参加派对的。
And so I go to a dinner or a party.
所以呢，当我去参加一个晚餐或者是派对的时候。
And there's three people, four people over here who obviously have known each other for 75 years, and they're talking about things that they know.
然后呢，这边有大概一组啊，三四个人，他们可能彼此认识已经很久了，所以他们在谈他们知道的事情。
And I just don't have the ability to march in and join their conversation.
我就是没有这种能力可以进去，然后开始跟他们交谈。
And over here is another group, and over there, you know, and so I just kind of roam around.
然后呢，就在这个房间的不同的地方，有不同的一小群一小群的人，我就在那屋里转来转去。
Until finally someone feels sorry enough for that bald-headed man and says, "Here comes." Sit with us.
然后直到最后有人为我感到难过，又邀请我坐过来。
But when I talk about our invitation and fellowship of the Trinity, it's not that.
但是当我讲到说我们被邀请进入三而一神的中间的这种相交之中，不是这样的。
It is the fellowship of the Trinity.
是三而一神之间的这种相交。
We've been waiting for you to get here.
他们说我们在等着你加入。
We saved you a seat.
我们已经给你留了一个座位，请就是进来加入我们。
And right here is your brother in Christ.
这个是你在基督里的弟兄。所以大家就进来交谈，然后。
And so we all become a part of that wonderful fellowship.
所以我们都成为那种非常棒的、非常精彩的这种相交、这种团契之中。
I used to not be very excited when I read in.Revelation about the marriage supper of the Lamb.
我过去呢读到这个启示录所讲到的羔羊的婚宴的时候，我也不是很兴奋。
Now the idea of the food sounded good to me.
当然，那个婚宴中的食物呢，对我听起来是非常诱人的，因为我喜欢吃。
But sitting there with a few million people at a supper table felt, who am I going to talk to?
然后呢，在一个很大的这样的一个晚餐桌上，跟几百万人坐在一起，我觉得，哎呀，那我跟谁讲话呢
？I don't know these people.
我一点都不认识周围的人。
The food's nice, but the company's kind of miserable.
但是这个食物很好吃，但是这个陪周围的人好像有点挺不舒服的。
But as I have come to understand how this our worship, our fellowship is an invitation into the Trinity.
但是当我聊慢慢认识到说。这个敬拜是被邀请入三而一神之间的这种团契相交的时候。
The marriage supper of the Lamb has become for me a very exciting idea.
所以呢，这个羔羊的婚宴对我来讲就是一个很吸引人、很令人兴奋的观念了。
That I'll be able to sit there across the table.
所以呢，我可以坐在那儿，桌子对面呢。
From Paul.
比如说，我就对面呢就是保罗。
And with no discomfort.
没有任何的不安逸不舒适
Say Tell me about that shipwreck
保罗给我讲讲你当时遇到船难的情形 然后就是这样完全的相交
Now how does that relate to our worship here?
那跟我们今天的敬拜有什么相关呢
This is practice
这个就是实际的练习
Our fellowship here
我们今天我们彼此的相交
Is part of our fellowship here
就是我们在天上的相交，我们天上的团契。
We're getting ready. We're rehearsing.
我们在预备好，我们在就是预演。
Worship is fellowship.
所以呢，敬拜就是相交，就是团契。
And then I'm picking up today.
那我今天继续要讲的。
Worship involves all of life.
这个敬拜包含了我们生活的方方面面。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章说。
Starting verse 26.
一章二十六、二十七节。
If anyone thinks he is religious and does not control or bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religious is worthless.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
And then he says, religion.
他讲到这里的虔诚也有的。
And the word that is translated religion here is the same word that's translated worship other places in the New Testament.
在这里，这个虔诚这个词在别的新约的别的地方呢，也被翻成敬拜。
So we can read it, worship that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this.
他说，在清洁在我们父神面前清洁没有玷污的敬拜。
And then he describes what pure, undefiled worship is.
然后他就定义了这个清洁没有玷污的敬拜是什么。
Worship that is pure and undefiled is this.
清洁没有玷污的敬拜就是。
It uses traditional hymns.
他是用传统的赞美诗歌吗？
Doesn't say that.
没有那样说。
It uses contemporary praise songs.
是不是用现代的赞美诗呢？也没。
Doesn't say that.
也没有说。
It has people singing and praying with their hands in the air.
是不是有人就是唱诗的时候举起双手呢？
Doesn't say that.
也没有说。
It has people singing and praying like I do.
也有没有人就是唱的赞美像我这样子？
Doesn't say anything.About the style and form of our worship.
他没有讲到敬拜的时候任何的风格或者形式。
It says,
他说的是
that pure and undefiled worship is this.
清洁没有玷污的敬拜就是
visit orphans and widows.
看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And to keep unstained from the world.
并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
In other words, pure worship.
换句话说，这个清洁的崇拜就是去服侍那些需要帮助的人。
And living a godly life of obedience to God.
就是过着对神一个顺服的谦敬的生活。
In the first century, there's a part of worship that I love. I'll talk about this later, but let me just say it quickly here.
在一世纪的时候，有一部分讲到我是很喜欢，我先这里讲一下。
In the early church on Sunday, they took an offering.
在初代教会第一世纪的教会主日的早晨他们会收奉献。
And then they had a group of deacons who were appointed, chosen to take care of the offering.
然后呢他们就有一群被指定的这样的执事呢他们就是要去管理这个奉献。
And this is what that means.
那意味着什么呢
?After the worship service, they took the offering.
在敬拜之后呢他们就拿着这个奉献。
And they knew how many needy people there were in their congregation.
他们就知道说在他们的会众之中有多少需要帮助的人有需要的人。
They divided it up.
然后他们就把这个钱呢给分了分开。
They went to this person on Sunday afternoon and they said, here is God's blessing to you for this week.
然后呢他们就去探访其中的一个有需要的人说这是神这个今天给你的祝福。
And they shared part of the offering.
然后他们就把这个奉献的一部分跟这个人分享。
And here's what I want you to see.
我想你看到的是。
Those visits on Sunday and Monday.
那些去在主日和周一的探访。
Were a continuation.
是一个持续的继续的。
They were part of the worship service.
他们也是这个崇拜敬拜的一部分。
They understood that we are still worshiping as we serve the widows and orphans.
当我们去服侍这些孤儿寡妇的时候，我们也在继续的敬拜。
Worship is more than Sunday morning; it's all of life.
所以呢，敬拜不是只有星期天的早晨，是我们生活的整个方面，方方面面。
It includes our public worship.
它包含了我们的公共敬拜。
It includes our private daily devotional worship.
也包含了我们每日私下里的这个个人灵修。
It includes
个人敬拜。
All of life.
它包含了我们生活的方方面面。
In 1 Samuel 13.
在撒母耳记上第
十三章。I'm not going to spend much time right there, but 1 Samuel 13.
在撒母耳记上第十三章。
Is a story about worship.
是一个关于敬拜的一个故事。
Samuel is coming to do a sacrifice.
那撒母耳要去献祭。
And Saul becomes impatient.
但是那个扫罗就等不住了。
And so Saul takes over in disobedience to God's command. He offers the sacrifice that the prophet was supposed to offer.
所以呢，扫罗呢就把这件事情自己来做，他就是把这件事放在自己的手里，本来应该是祭司献祭，他就去献祭了。
And God rejects the sacrifice.
但是神拒绝了他的献祭。
Now there is nothing in this story that suggests that Saul did the sacrifice the wrong way.
在这个故事没有记载，没有任何地方记载说扫罗他献祭的这个方式，这个模式不对。
In other words, the problem is not that he forgot part of the words.
这个问题不在于说他忘记了部分的词语或者这个仪式。
The problem is not that he cut the animal up wrong.
不是说他献祭的时候那个动物的那个
砍伤。Or that, you know, he put it on the fire upside down. That's not the problem.
不是说他把这个献祭的那个某个细节搞错了。
The problem is that he disobeyed God's commands.
他就是违背了神的诫命。
And he may have thought.
他也许会想说
I've watched this ceremony over and over. I know how to do it.
我就看这个敬拜的就是这个献祭的仪式好多次我知道该怎么做。
But his heart was disobedient.
但是他的心呢是一个不顺服的心。
And because of that,
因为如此
his sacrifice was rejected.
他的献祭就被神拒绝了。
Now, there's another story in the Old Testament that to me is an important balance to this.
但是在旧约里边呢还有一个故事对我来讲是跟这个故事一个很好的平衡。
Chronicles.
在历代志。
Hezekiah.
就是西西家。
Is celebrating Passover.
他在呢就是在庆祝逾越节。
And if you read through Leviticus, you know that the Passover rules were very, very precise.
如果你去读立位记的话你知道对于逾越节的这些条例呢是非常的准确非常的细节的
You offer it on this day
你就是在这一天来献祭
No other days
不能在别的日子
You offer it at a different time and it doesn't count
如果你在别的日子献祭这就不算数
You eat this
你要吃这个
Nothing else
你不能吃别的
If there's anything on the table that's not allowed it's not a real Passover
如果你在这个桌上呢有些是不允许的食物那就不算数。
You do these things to prepare.
你做这样子来预备你自己。
And if you haven't done all of those, your Passover meal is rejected.
如果你没有这样做或者做了别的那你的逾越节的献祭呢这个就被就是你吃的这个食物就不算数了就被拒。
Very, very detailed.
非常的细节很多都写得很详细。
And so we come to this,Passover.
但是我们到了这个逾越节。
It's been decades since Israel has observed Passover because of their backsliding.
因为他们的背道呢，这以色列人不守逾越节已经很久了。
And Hezekiah says we're going to restore the Passover.
然后西西家就说我们要重守逾越节。
He invites the people.
他就邀请百姓来。
But when they come,
但是当百姓来的时候呢
It's been so long since they did it.
因为他们已经很久没有守逾越节了。
That they do not all do the proper preparation. They don't even know yet what to do.
他们甚至就不知道要怎么做所以他们就没有遵循这个合宜的这种准备。
Now think about this for a moment.
想象一下。
Saul made one, we would say, tiny little mistake.
扫罗呢就做了一个在我们看就是一个很小的错误。
He offered the sacrifice instead of letting Samuel do it.
他本来应该让萨摩尔来献祭，但是他献祭了。
Oh, say attitude.
Oh, yeah.
他说这个所在白弟兄说就在于他们的这个心态。
The people in Hezekiah's day.
但是西西家时代的人。
Are making a big mistake.
他们犯了一个很大的错误。
They haven't gone through all the rituals.
他们都没有经历这个经过这个合适的仪式。
They're not doing it right.
他们这个献祭的方式也不对。
But listen to what Chronicles says.
但是你来听历代志怎么讲的。
God accepted their Passover.
但是神呢却喜悦接纳了他们的献祭。
Even though it was not done according to the right rules.
即使他没有按照这个正确的这个合适的这个规则来做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God saw a heart
因为神看到一个心
that sought to be obedient to him.
这个他 他这些百姓的心呢是想要来顺服神。
Everything is part of our worship.
所以呢每一部分都是我们敬拜的一部分。
God sees that heart that we bring.
然后神看到的是我们带到他面前来到他面前的那颗心。
And it matters to him.
所以这个对他很重要。
Okay, so that's some definition of worship.
所以呢这个就是敬拜的一些定义。
Let me talk a little bit about why worship is so important.
让我们来看敬拜为什么对我们如此重要。
And again, I'm focusing specifically on why worship is important to our spiritual growth and our spiritual formation.
我其实来重点来看敬拜为什么对我们的灵命塑造和灵命成长很重要。
Someone tell me just very quickly what you remember of, tell me some of the Ten Commandments.
有没有人很快的告诉我这个十诫？
啊 ，God first, you shall not have other gods.
就是你除我之外不可以有别的神。
Okay, honor your father and
mother. 要孝敬父母。
Okay, I'll stop there.
我就先停在这里。
And I'll congratulate you.
我要祝贺你。
Because most classes will start with the big ones. We call them, we think of them the big ones. Don't steal, you know, don't kill.
因为很多这个回答都是他们认为的这个重要的就是不可杀人不可偷窃。
But the Ten Commandments start with
但是十诫的第一诫是什么呢
The foundation for all of them
这个十诫的基础这个根基就是
It's about worship
就是在其实始于敬拜
You shall have no other gods before
除了我以外你不可有别的神
And then you will not make a carved image
然后呢不可为自己雕刻偶像
You're not going to bow down and worship those
不可跪拜那些像
Because I am a jealous God
因为我耶和华是你的神是祭邪的神
You shall not take my name in vain
所以呢不可妄称耶和华你神的名
You will remember the Sabbath to keep it holy
要纪念安息日守为圣日
All four of those are about worship
头四条都是有关敬拜的
Who do we worship?
我们敬拜谁呢
One God
唯一的真神除他以外并无别神
How do we worship him?
我们如何来敬拜他呢
When he talks here about making images, other images
当他讲到这里说雕刻偶像的时候
Understand that one of the constant temptations for Israel
所以你要知道对以色列人来讲一个不断的一个对他们的一个试探诱惑就是
was to make an image
就是雕刻一个偶像
that represented Yahweh
然后呢这个偶像他们认为这个偶像就代表了亚威神
their fall into idolatry started with how they worshipped Yahweh improperly
然后呢他们之所以就是跌倒他们离开神就是因为最开始他们如何能够就是合宜的来敬拜亚威神
In fact, we see this immediately after this.
在这个十诫之后马上我们就看到了
Moses is up on the mountain.
摩西在山上
And he stays gone a long time.
他在那儿待了很久
And the people become impatient.
然后百姓呢就开始没耐心了
And they say to Aaron, make us an image to worship.
他就对亚伦说给我们造个偶造一个像让我们能够来敬拜
He makes the golden calf
所以呢亚伦就造了这个金牛犊
But here's what I want you to see
我想大家看到的是
I think this is a very important part of the story that we sometimes overlook
我觉得这是这个故事里边很重要的一部分但常常我们就忽略掉了
When they bow down to the golden calf
当他们在金牛犊前下拜的时候
Who are they worshiping?
他们在敬拜谁呢这个神像
All right, I hear an answer, Satan.
他有的说撒旦
Baal
他有的说巴利还有说什么啊不是神
Don't say that very strongly.
不要那个太绝对的这样说
Because here's what Aaron says to you.
因为亚伦说在 I found the verse.
What's the reference?
It's aExodus 32
yep,、okay.
and verse 4 I think
All right, listen 它就是
32章第四节出埃及记32章第四节
Verse 5、
第五节
Aaron built an altar
然后呢亚伦在牛犊面前筑坛
and made a proclamation and said
去宣告说
Tomorrow shall be a feast to Yahweh.
明日要向耶和华守节。
Not the devil.
他不是这个敬拜这个魔鬼。
Not Baal.
也不是巴利。向谁守节的？是向耶和华守节。
Aaron says to them,
亚伦对他们说
This golden calf
这个金牛犊啊
is an image to represent Jehovah.
是一个代表耶和华神的这样一个形象。
He convinces himself
他也说服自己亚伦
that they can worship Jehovah
他们可以敬拜耶和华神
through golden calf.
通过这个金牛犊来敬拜耶和华。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
And here's the danger.
这个危险之处
在哪？ When I begin to worship God in a way that he forbids,
当我以一种神禁止的方式来敬拜神的时候，
I soon begin to worship the wrong God.
我很快的就会去拜那个错误的神。
And so your answer is right.
所以你的白弟兄答案是对的。
It's just a few hundred years off.
Yeah.
In other words, a few hundred years later, they're going to be worshiping Baal with these images. So the first commandment, who do you worship? God, no other gods.
所以第一戒呢，就是你敬拜谁呢？只有耶和华神，
不
有别的神。那你如何来敬拜他呢？
Don't worship him by turning him into an image.
你不是把他变成一个偶像来敬拜他。
How do you worship him? You worship him with respect. You don't take his name lightly.
所以你怎么来敬拜他呢？你带着一个敬重、一个尊敬来敬拜他，你不妄称他的名，不轻看、轻视他。你如何来敬拜他呢？
You're worshiping by taking a day and saying this day belongs to God.
你有一天就是分别出来说这一日属于神。
It's holy.
它是圣洁的，因为神是圣洁的。
The first four commandments.
所以这个头四诫
all have to do with our worship.
都和我们的敬拜相关。
You see, I think God understood that if we get those four right,
神明白，如果我们这头四个诫命明白了，搞弄对了，
we're much, much more likely to get the other six right.
我们头四诫如果弄对了，明白了，那后边六个呢，诫命呢，就很容易就是对的。
And I think we turn it around.
但是我觉得我们把它给反过来了。
We think the important ones are don't kill.
所以我们认为重要的就是不可杀人。
Don't steal, don't commit adultery. Those
不可奸淫，不可偷盗，这是这个重要的。
These worship things, of course, everybody knows that.
然后这个敬拜的事儿，我肯定是知道的。
God says it the other way around.
但是神说不是这样的，是要调过来的。
You take care of those four.
你首先把这头四样的这四个诫命你弄对了。
And that's going to draw your heart closer and closer to me.
那就会让你的心跟我越来越靠近。
And the more closely you are drawn to me,
你越离我越近
the easier it's going to be to keep those other six.
就是遵守后边的那六条呢就越容易。
The foundation is worship.
这个基础就是敬拜。
Marvadon.
就是有一个作家。
Oh, I'm giving the wrong person. Can't remember who said this.
我记不清是哪一位作者说的。
I'll remember tonight in the middle of the night.
今天半夜里打了我就会想起来他的名字。
Phone number, I'll send you a text message about 3 a.m. I just remember.
早晨这三点我给你发个短信说我想起来是谁。可以给那个理查德。
Sunday morning.
星期天早晨。
11 a.m.
一点的时候
is the most powerful hour of the week.
是整个一周中最有力的一个时刻。
The lady writer, I can't remember her name now.
我忘了是一个女性作者。
She said, we're in the presence of God.
我们是在神的面前。
And we don't even know it.
甚至我们都没意识到。
She said, all the ladies understand this is a different tradition. All the ladies show up with fancy hats.
他说在那个时候他们有一个不同的传统他说所有的这个女生呢都戴着一个很时髦的帽子
When they ought to be wearing crash helmets
他们实际上是要戴什么
Because we're in the presence of the most awesome power in the universe
其实我们应该戴着头盔 他说因为呢我们是在这个宇宙中最有力的这样子万全能的神面前。
Annie Diller 是her name。
哦，这个女士叫 Annie Diller 这样。
She said, we're like little children playing with a stick of dynamite.
她说就像我们是小孩子在玩那个炸药似的。
We have no idea of the power.
我们就不了解说在那个敬拜中间的那个里面所包含的能力。
Her observation, I think, is incredible.
我觉得她的这个观察非常的棒。
Because if we worship as God intends,
如果我们像神所期待的所期待的那样子来敬拜
，that hour or that hour and a half，
就那一个小时或者那一个半小时
，guides everything else that happens through the week，
就是引导我们这一周整个的所有所经历的一切。
That's what Exodus 20 shows us。
这就是出埃及记二十章所向我们。
So why is that hour so important？
所以那个敬拜的那个时刻为什么那么重要
？And by the way, Exodus is not the only place we see this。
所以呢，出埃及记不单单不是唯一的我们看到这个敬拜的地方。
All through the Bible。
所以圣经从头至尾。
Worship is central。
敬拜对我们是谁是处在这个中心的位置是非常重要的。
One more example。
再一个例子。
First century, end of the first century.
在第一世纪的时候。
The Emperor Domitian is killing Christians.
这个代米先这个皇帝呢在杀害基督徒。
They're scared.
那基督徒就害怕。
It's been 60 years since the resurrection.
这时候自从主耶稣复活已经60年过去了。
The excitement has kind of died away.
然后大家的那个兴奋感慢慢就消退了。
And Christians are getting discouraged.
然后基督徒就开始有点灰心丧气。
And John writes them a letter.
然后约翰给他们写了一封信。
And he starts chapters 4 and 5.
在Revelation,
Revelation.
那约翰的第四章第五章，约翰说。
Not like we would.
在启示录里边，不是像我们这样说。
This week I was imagining Revelation.
这个星期我在想象启示录里的情形是怎么样的。
As we would do.
就像我们如果在启示录里在那样敬拜，我们会怎么样
？What would we write to a bunch of people who are afraid that the government's going to kill them？
如果是我们写启示录，我们如果写给一群就是在等着说会不会被杀
？They're scared and they're discouraged.
他们又害怕又灰心。
And I'm afraid we would write something like this.
如果是我们写启示录，我们可能会写。
I'm a pastor, and I'm writing to give you advice.
我是牧师，我在给你们写一些建议。
Be strong.
你们要刚强。
Stand up.
要站立。
Pray more.
你更多的祷告。
A whole long list of things they need to do.
然后就给他们一个长长的需要做的清单。
Now John is going to tell them some of those things they need to do.
约翰会告诉他们需要做的事情。
But that's not where he starts.
但是那不是他开始的，他开始不是这么写的，他开始这么说。
I sat down to write this letter.
我坐下来要写这封信。
And all of a sudden, the skies opened and I saw heaven.
突然之间，我看到天上有门开了。
And I saw millions and millions.Called it 10,000 times 10,000.
所以呢，我就看到他说的是成千上万，其实几百万、几百万。
On their faces,
就是俯伏敬拜
，in awe of God.
是在对神的这个敬畏之中，在这种惊叹之中敬拜神。
Here's what he said.
他说的是
，When you see worship,
当你看到这个敬拜的时候
，you realize that the emperor is a nobody compared to that guy.
跟神相比，这个皇帝根本算不了什么。
Now he's going to tell them some things about what they need to do.
他会告诉他们这些基督徒应该要做的。
But he starts with worship.
但是他最刚开始，他开始于这个敬拜。
An incredible picture of worship.
是一个我们难以想象的、令人无法想象的这样一个敬拜的场面。
Because he knows that if those early Christians get worship right.
他知道如果这个初期的基督徒他们如果在敬拜上对了就给他们在面对别的事情上他们就有力量
So why is it so important?
所以为什么敬拜如此重要呢
And some of this I'm going to do very quickly because I've done it before in a sermon here
然后呢我有些我会过得很快因为以前讲道理我提到了
But Isaiah 6 shows us why this worship is so important
以赛亚书第六章对我们显示了为什么敬拜如此的重要。
Number one, in worship we see God.
第一个在敬拜中我们看见神。
When we see God, it transforms everything about us.
当我们真正见到神那就改变我们生活改变我们的每一个部分。
If you are discouraged,
如果你灰心丧气
the thing you need more than anything,
你最需要的就是
is not some pop Christian psychology,
不是一些流行的这个基督徒的心理学家
To say, it's okay, you can do this, you're strong.
你可没关系的你可以做你你很你有
Just look in the mirror and repeat after me, I am somebody.
就看着镜子里就大声地说我是什么什么人。
Because when you do that, my mirror says, no, you're not.
当我这样做了我的镜子会告诉我你不是。
You're just a bald-headed old fat man.
这是一个秃头的老人家。
My mirror's pretty smart.
因为我的镜子很聪明。
That's not what we need.
那不是我们要做的。
We need.
我们所需要的。
We're discouraged when we're frustrated.
当我们灰心当我们没有力气的时候。
We need to see God.
我们需要看见神。
Because he's the one who's going to fix the problem.
因为他是那位才能解决修复我们的问题的。
He's the one we need.
他是那位我们需要专注的看的。
In worship.
在敬拜中。我们看见神。
In worship, we see ourselves.
在敬拜中，我们也看见自己。
When you leave worship this morning,
当你今天早晨离开这个崇拜的时候
，If we as leaders in the church have done it right, planned it right,
如果就是教会带领的人，我们整个敬拜是一个正确的。
And more importantly,
更重要的是
honestly, ，For most of us, it's a matter of what we bring more than what they do.
对，更重要的是我们在敬拜的时候，我们献上了什么，而不是他们做了什么。
If we as worshippers have worshipped right,
如果我们作为敬拜的人，我们敬拜的是正确的话。
When we walk out,
当我们离开的时候
，we will have seen God doing.
我们一种看到神新，以一种新的方式看见神。
That, and by that I mean we will have been reminded of who He is.
我意思就是说我们再次被提醒说神是谁
And we will also leave humble.
我们也是带着一个谦卑的心离开
Because we will see ourselves and been reminded of who we are.
我们也看到我们自己被提醒我们是谁
So Isaiah says, I saw the Lord, he was sitting on a throne, he was high and lifted up, he was holy.
所以以赛亚说我见主坐在高高的宝座上自高自尊然后呢他的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿
And then he says, I saw myself.
然后他说我看到自己
And everything that he sees about God is the opposite in himself.
然后他所看到神的每一面跟他自己看跟他自己是完全相反的
God was high and lifted up.
因为神是至高至尊
Woe is me, I am lost.
但是他说祸灾我灭亡了
God was holy.
神是圣洁的
I'm a man of unclean lips.
他说我是嘴唇不洁的人。
God is surrounded by holy angels, seraphim.
神被圣洁的天使被撒拉胡所环绕所侍立。
I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
但是我却是住在嘴唇不洁的民
众。Everything he sees about God.
他所看到的神的每一样。
He says none of that is me.
我却一点都没有，完全我都没有。
And so worship shows our own need.
所以呢，敬拜就显示了我们的需要。
In many, many traditions,
在很多的传统之中
，every worship service includes what's called the prayer of confession.
就是传统的敬拜中，很多他们都包含了这个忏悔的一个
And I really think
一个部分。
It's a very important part of the worship service.
我觉得那个其实是敬拜的中间一个很重要的部分。
It's the part of the worship service.
它是那个敬拜的部分中间的一部分。
That is the opposite of.
是一个反面。
I am somebody.
是那个说我是一个什么什么样的人的反面，我是
I am strong.
我很强壮。
I can think positive thoughts.
我可以有这种积极正面的想法。
I am living my best life now.
我现在过的最你现在最美好的生活。
The prayer.A confession is the part of the service that says.
但是这个回忏悔的这个祷告呢，在这个敬拜中的一个过程就是。
Woe is me.
就是我有祸了。
I've seen God.
我看到了神。
And I'm not yet.
啊，我觉得自己可是完了。
I am weak.
我很软弱。 我需要他。
I cannot live this life.
靠我自己的力量，我没有办法过今日过生活。
And I need to be reminded.
我需要被提醒这一点。
Because one of the big steps towards a fall is self-confidence.
你知道吗？这个圣经上说，跌倒之前必有骄傲。
When I start thinking I've got this,
当你觉得说，哦，我这个东西都自己能弄好了，
I'm about to stumble.
那可能你就要跌倒了。
But when I realize I don't have this,
当你意识到说我没有这个能力，没有这个力量的时候，
But God does.
但是神有。
Then I can walk the life He calls me to.
然后我就可以过他所呼召我要过的生活。
I see God, I see myself.
我看到神，我也看到自己。
I see our world.
你看到我们的世界。
When Isaiah sees God, he says, "Here am I, send me."
然后当以赛亚看到神的时候，他说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
There's a world out there that needs help.
在那边有一个需要帮助的世界。
God, let me go help them.
神啊，让我去帮助他们。
I believe very much.
我非常相信
that if you are not looking for opportunities to serve during the week, Monday, Saturday,
如果在周一到周六你没有再找机会去服侍，
you are not really worship Sunday.
你在周主日呢也没有真正的在敬拜。
Because everywhere in Scripture,
因为呢在圣经中经文到处都是经文说
that people worship,
当人们敬拜的时候总是导致他们的服事。
One of Israel's great failures.
这以色列一个最大的失败之处就在于。
Was when they separated worship from service.
他们把这个敬拜跟服事分开。
You remember in the New Testament.
记不记得在新约里边。
When Jesus goes into the temple.
当主耶稣到圣殿的时候。
And he takes a whip.
他拿弄了个鞭子。
And he starts driving out the money changers.
他把那个换银钱的都给赶出去了，记不记得
？Why is he condemning them？
为什么他就是这样子对待他们，定他们的罪呢？谴责他们呢
？They're defiling the temple.
第一个呢，他们在玷污圣殿。
Jesus, when he does this, says something very important.
当主耶稣这样做的时候，他说了一个很重要的事情。
You see, where he does this is an important part of the story.
他在哪里做这件事情的这个地点也很重要。
I'm a very poor artist.
我是一个很糟糕的艺术家，画画。
So you will have to use your imagination.
所以你得用你自己的想象力。
But that's the temple.
想象一下那个就是画了一个堂皇。
You ever see it? You're going to say, "Ah, I recognize that."
你看到说哦，
you shared this that in Sunday school. That was the temple.
那个就是圣殿。
And around the temple.
在这个圣殿的周围呢
was what was called the court of the Gentiles.
就是这个外邦人的这个院子。
Now, do I have any really, really smart students in the class?
我们班上是不是有这个
So can tell me who was invited into the court of the Gentiles?
我们有这个很聪明的谁可以进到这个外邦人的院子
The Gentiles!
那只有外邦人可以进到里面。
But by the first century,
但到了第一世纪的时候呢
the Gentiles were no longer invited into the court of the Gentiles.
这个外邦人就不再被允许进入这个外邦人的院子。
You see, in the Old Testament,
旧约里
my house,
他说我的殿
will be a house of prayer for all nations.
我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿。
那
也包括了这个外邦人。
So the Jews could come into the temple itself.
所以呢，这个犹太人可以进到这个圣殿里面。
And they could pray.
他们可以祷告。
And the Gentiles who could not come into the temple proper.
但是呢，这个外邦人进不到这个圣殿的那个场地的那个地点。
Could stand here.
他们可以站在殿外。
And join in the prayers.
他们也可以一起祷告。
They can worship Jehovah.
他们也可以来敬拜耶和华。
But by the first century,
但是到了第一世纪的时候呢
，the temple officials had said,
这个圣殿的这些官长就说了
，We don't want those Gentiles in our temple.
我们才不想要这些外邦人在我们的圣殿里。
Let's use this space for something that'll make a profit.
让我们用这块地方呢，来让我们能够赚到钱的有利益的一个地方。
So they drive the Gentiles out.
所以他们就把这个外邦人赶走了。
And they set up a flea market.
然后他就弄了一个自由市场。
Here's where you can buy your animals for sacrifice.
在这里呢，你就可以买到你需要献祭的动物。
Here's where you can get your money changed into the temple shekel.
然后呢，你就可以把你的钱换成圣殿专用的那个钱币。
And of course, we're going to charge a nice high commission.
当然呢，当我们你这样换钱的时候，我们中间有个手续费。
And so Jesus says.
所以主耶稣说。
It is written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
主耶稣说。父神说我这个殿要被称为万国祷告的殿。
But you have turned it into a den of thieves.
但是你把它变成贼窝了。
Their failure was,
他们的失败之处在于
worship no longer led them to serve their world.
敬拜没有再导致再让他们去服侍周围的世界。
Now we have at least one deacon's and a couple elders' wives here.
我们在这边有执事或者是长老的太太。
I don't want to get in trouble.
我也不想有麻烦。
But I think.
但是我觉得。
That the equivalent today.
跟当时那种这个讲到的这个。
Of this problem.
这个初世纪的时候那个圣殿的问题在今天呢。
Is not.
不是。
Churches that sell coffee in the lobby.
不是教会在那个联谊厅呢卖咖啡。
I've heard people say, yes, that's the same thing now is when
you
sell coffee in the lobby. I don't think so.
你就说就是这咖啡你收钱就跟这个是一样，我不觉得那是。
I think the equivalent of this
我觉得跟这个相同的在今天展现出来什么现象呢？
It's good.
是好的。
Orthodox.
也是那个正统的
Bible teaching churches
是正统的好的教导圣经的教会
who invite all the believers into worship
是邀请所有的信主的人来敬拜
but never go out to serve the Gentiles
但是从来没有出去服侍外邦人
the house of prayer
这个祷告的殿
all nations
真的是给所有给万国的
Becomes a place for us.
变成了一个只是给我们自己的。
No outsiders welcome.
外来者不受欢迎。
And Jesus says that's a lie. Worship.
主耶稣说那个敬拜不应该是那样的。
We worship Him.
我们敬拜他。
To equip us to go out and serve.
是装备我们要出去服侍。
Fourth.
第四点。
In worship we see God.
在敬拜中我们看一个我们在敬拜中看见神
we see ourselves,
我们看到自己
we see our world,
我们看见我们的世界
and fourth, and I don't have it on the PowerPoint.
哦，第四点不在这个幻灯片上
Worship is important because worship changes me.
因为呢 敬拜之所以重要因为敬拜改变了我
I've met people who say I worship like Isaiah teaches.
然后有我碰到一些人他说我们像以赛亚教导的那样来敬拜神，我看到了神。
I see myself, I see I'm unclean.
我看到了自己是不洁净的。
And then I go back next week and I see God.
然后下个星期我再回去，我看到了神。
And I see how unclean I am.
我也看见我自己多么的不洁净。
And I go back and I see God.
然后再过一个星期，我看见了神。
And I see how unclean I am.
我也看见了我不洁净。
You see the problem here?
你看到这个期间的问题吗？
I keep seeing I'm unclean, but I don't do anything about it.
我持续不断地看到我自己是不洁净的，但是我什么也没做。
Isaiah says.
以赛亚说。
The angel comes.
这个天使来到他面前。
He lays a burning coal on his lips.
手里拿着红炭，是用火点从台上取下来的。
He says.
用炭沾我的口说。
Your guilt is taken away.
他说你的罪孽。变除掉
You're made clean.
你被改变了你
Worship.
清洁了敬拜必须要改变我
I must go away different.
当我离开的时候我应该跟我来的时候是不同的
You see, when I'm sitting in the worship service,
当我在参加敬拜的时候
and God's Spirit speaks to me.
然后神的灵对我的心说话
through scripture,
通过圣经，通过经文，
through the song, whatever,
通过这个
through the sermon,
不管是通过这个诗歌还是通过讲道，
and says, this part of your life displeases me.
对你说，你这个生活的这方面不讨我的喜悦。
The response in worship is not to say,
在敬拜中的这个回应不应该是说，
yeah, God, you're right, that's really a bad thing.
说是啊，神啊，这个事情是很不好。
But that's who I am.
但是呢，我就是那样。不是这样的。
The response in worship is to say,
在敬拜中的反应应该是
Thank you, God.
谢谢你神。
Will you please begin?
有你是不是可以开始改变我？
Will you show me the steps I need to take?
你要向我显示我需要采取的步骤来改变我。
Because remember I said that worship is part of our spiritual transformation.
我讲过敬拜是我们这个属灵更新改变的一部分。
And that is happening.
那个正在发生。
As God is showing us ourselves in worship.
当神在敬拜中显示我们自己的时候。
And in changing us.
然后也在改变我们。
So that as we worship.
所以当我们敬拜的时候。
We are being transformed into His image.
我们被改变成他的形象。
All of that must happen.
所有的这一切都要发生于当我们敬拜神的时候。
As we worship, we're seeing ourselves.
在敬拜的时候我们看见自己。
And God is transforming us.
神也在改变我们。
All right, next week we're going to continue looking at our goals, what happens in worship.
然后下次我们继续来看在敬拜的时候发生了什么。
But again, as we worship this morning,
当我们今天早晨敬拜的时候，
Don't go and say, okay, let me evaluate and give a grade to the worship.
然后不是说我就坐在那儿打给这个敬拜打个分数。
Instead, say, God,
而是说神啊，
I want to see you.
我想要见到你。
I want to see myself.
我想看到自己。
I want to be changed.
我想要被改变。
And then I want to go out this week.
然后这个星期我要出去。
And show you to other people.
真的向别人展示你。
That kind of worship forms.
那样子的敬拜会改变你。让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, as we worship today,
亲爱的主，当我们今天敬拜的时候，
Would you help us to truly worship?
帮助我们真正的来敬拜你。
Not just to go through a form.
不单单是就是去走个过程。
Not to just routine.
不是就是这样子每一个形式。
But to truly worship.
而是真正的来敬拜你。
To see you this morning.
今天早晨见到你。
See ourselves this morning.
今天早晨也看到我们自己，而且也被改变。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Thank you very much.